ABC News.
Previously, we've been working under a regime called negative credit reporting. And that regime meant that only the bad things would go onto your record. Now, these are things like defaults, where you've got behind, where you've made applications. That's seen as bad if there are too many of them. So those negative things found their way onto your record. None of the positive things did. Now, the comprehensive credit reporting is going to be much more specific. It's going to actually contain a record of what you've done, how you've repaid your loan for 2 years, and it means that the positive things as well as the negatives will find their way onto your credit records. Far more comprehensive, far more all-encompassing of your credit record and history.
That sounds pretty promising, but with all of these things, there are often losers. Who do you think is going to lose out? What are the downsides to this kind of reporting?
As it's much more specific, any default will be much more clear, and it doesn't have to be a sort of a legal default or legal action. It just might be that, yes, you've been behind with your repayments 4 or 5 times over a 2-year period, and that means that it will be obvious and apparent on your record and an indication that you're not really a very efficient manager of credit. So it will be more obvious more early without an actual default or a judgment against you. So anyone whose credit is weak and anyone who has a poor record actually will be a loser under this.
Will lenders be able to take this further? Like, do you think we're going to see an example where lenders could literally be pegging certain interest rates to certain borrowers? For example, if you've got good credit history, then you can get better rates. But if you are a higher rate, perhaps, for those riskier borrowers?
Undoubtedly. The market's moving towards more pricing for risk. Everyone wants to win the business of people who are going to repay their loans and they won't end up writing off any loans. So those with a very strong credit record will get the benefit of that and be able to borrow at a lower rate. If you have a poorer record or a mediocre, an average record, expect to pay more than the best rate. We're already seeing it with some of the newer lenders, the banks stewarding in a manner that's not as clear-cut as it will become. But as we go forward, there'll be much more of this. And lenders will use your credit score as a very key input into the price that you get for a loan.
How can borrowers find out their credit rating?
Yeah, it's free. That's the great thing about it. There are agencies you can go to. You can go to websites like ours and actually do your credit score on those. You sort of identify yourself and can actually get your credit score for free once every 90 days. So it's not a bad thing to do because you can actually you can pick up any kind of issues that you thought were non-issues. You know, you might have been late with a repayment to your telco because of a dispute or something, and that could have found its way onto your credit record. Now, there are ways of remedying that. You go to the telco and say, well, hold on, you know, that was a dispute. Can you get that off my record? And then you can go to Ombudsman and stuff like that. So there are ways of fixing credit. It's not a bad idea to, you know, once in a blue moon, go in and just make sure that none of those sleepers are on there that you would have thought shouldn't be there and that could be affecting your record.
ABC News.